they don't want their wrongs pointed out because I think it's, it feels like it's judging and it makes them feel bad. Well, here's what I think. God wants the feel bad to change behavior. He wants, here's the deal. I thought about this. God uses people in situations to put a mirror in front of us and wants us to look at ourselves and see what needs to be changed. Because conforming to the image of Christ is like boot camp. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm an ex-police officer. I guarantee you nobody, police academy was pretty close to boot camp. Okay. I'll just tell you, 5 o'clock in the morning, we're running and learning all the rules and statutes and all about the police work and all that stuff. Anyway, but here's my point. Nobody was smiling on the first day. A couple guys didn't make it. They didn't make it. But nobody was smiling on the first day of police academy because we didn't know if we had it in us to complete the task. We're all kind of fearful, like, oh, gosh, do I have what it takes to make it through? So nobody was smiling on the first day, but I guarantee you everybody was smiling on graduation day because we'd made it. In other words, I had to conform and come under the authority to make changes in my life, not just learn about the laws and learn about procedure and safety and all that stuff, but at 5 o'clock in the morning, we were in barracks at an old Air Force base up in Kansas near Hutchinson, Kansas. But anyway, you could almost see your breath in the morning, and it was cold. But bailing out of that warm bed at 5 o'clock in the morning, knowing we're going to be running a few miles, like, I don't know if I want to do this, but the flesh, I said, no, flesh, get behind me. I'm going to make it work. And it did. So I need to get back. Get back on that, I guess. But and I didn't even want to leave the shower this morning. So what's that tell you about me?
I got to put my flesh in check every morning too, man, because I know, like, when I first started coming to the Hour of Power, I was coming out of a lot. And it was like I was raised a certain denomination, and I had this mind of, well, it's so-and-so from so-and-so, so I ain't going to get, And the Lord was like, what do you mean you ain't going to get nothing? And I was like, well, and he checked me real quick on that. And so I had to come out of that stinking thinking and having God in a box, that because of who it was and their denomination, it wasn't for me. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit was like, that's why you're closed up. And he told me to take my lid off my little bit.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
For the Lord to tell you you're okay, little bit.
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
And then I started praying every morning. I pray now as I'm coming in. And in the morning, it's like, I know you have something for me this day.
That's right.
Open my mind and open my heart to be able to receive everything you have for me in this hour, Lord. And I had to go. I had to clear some stinking thinking, because it was surely stinking, man.
That's funny. We all have that. We all have certain times of stinking thinking.
But we just, and that's putting God in a box, because, it's. And to me, and recently he put it to me, like, in a way that's kind of bully-ish, to tell God who he can and can't use to minister to me.
He created me.
He has a few times in the past reminded me. Reading the Old Testament, I made a donkey talk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord. Are you calling me? No, I'm not calling you that. But no, I'm not. No. I tell you, I think the Lord laughs at us sometimes. Yeah. Now, he just kind of like shakes his head and like, come on. Okay, Lord. You know, but he's so patient and with us. I appreciate that.
Would now be a good time for some prayer requests?
Sure, sure. Go for it.
We want to pray for Pat Allen, who's in the hospital with double pneumonia. Pray for safe travels and a good report for Randy Parman, who's having a biopsy on Thursday. Mignon Sayre asked for prayers for a family member with heart issues. A friend of mine, Nikki, is having a sore throat and some congestion. Monica's baby cousin, Kyson, is still in ICU. And we prayed for Stormy.
And I have one more that just came to remembrance. Unspoken prayer request for Angie Witten.
How do you pronounce that? Oh, like Mignon Sayre.
Yes.
So, Lord, again, Father, we thank you for prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you want us to come to the throne room, to your courtroom for prayer. You give us that opportunity. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Mignon Sayre has asked, Lord, for prayers for her family member with heart issues. Lord, again, Your promises are yes and amen. Lord, I just lift up whoever this family member is, Father. I come against the spirit of fear, anxiousness, Lord. We just ask that whoever this person is and wherever they're at, Lord, that you would just release your spirit of peace that passes all understanding. We speak peace to them in Jesus' name. And we claim healing. Isaiah, Jesus paid the price for our healing. So whoever this is, Lord, dealing with heart issues, we claim complete healing and restoration to their heart. We speak to their heart and say, start functioning properly in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Excuse me. Lord, Nikki is having some sore throat and congestion problems. I'm going to pray for me too, because I am. So, Lord, again, Lord, your word says we come to you with what we need, Lord. You're the provider of all. So, Lord, I pray for Nikki, and to come against any sore throat or infection, any virus, bacteria, whatever, Lord. We just say it's gone in Jesus' name. Her congestion is gone in Jesus' name. She's breathing freely. We claim freedom. We've already done that. For Stormy, it sounds silly, Lord. We want her physical freedom, but we want Nikki to have breathing freedom in Jesus' name. We claim that for her. And Monica's baby cousin, Kyson, in ICU, Lord, again. How old is he? 2 years old in ICU. Yeah. So, Lord, again, that little guy, again, we come against any spirit of fear. That little guy's probably confused. Why am I here? What's going on, Lord? I just ask you to send an angel to calm him down. And, Lord, again, I just claim complete and total healing to his body in Jesus' name. We lift up Angie Witten, Lord, whatever she's needing, you know. You know exactly what she needs. And, Lord, I just feel Satan's trying to nail her. Satan's trying to come against her. So, Lord, we just pray in agreement and we cancel the attack. We break your power, Satan, over her. Lord, we just ask you to give her an open heaven today so she not only hears your voice clearly and succinctly, correctly, but also feels your love. And again, we just bless her in Jesus' name. Again, we pray for Pat Allen. Lord's in the hospital, double pneumonia. And again, Lord, we just claim the lungs are free of all fluid in Jesus' name. We speak. Lord, I just sense that the enemy is trying to stop Pat from speaking your word. Pat is, Lord, I'm just feeling Pat is a mouthpiece for you, kingdom advancer. The enemy's trying to shut that down. So, Lord, we just come against that, and we just say, completely healed in Jesus. Pat is completely healed. No more pneumonia. No, I'm not even going to speak that word. The lungs are completely clear and are functioning properly in Jesus' name. And their freedom is today. I just declare that they're going to walk out of the hospital today in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we pray for Randy Harmon, who's traveling today and is going to have a biopsy on Thursday. And again, Lord, as Randy's thinking about the procedure and just everything, again, the future, Father, we just ask you to give him peace. Again, that passes all understanding, that he is not afraid. Lord, I just want to believe the report of the Holy Spirit and says he is healed. We're just gonna pray that this biopsy is gonna show nothing. He is free from any disease or cancer or whatever the reason is, Lord, that they're not gonna find anything. He's totally completely healed. And this testimony will go out. This testimony will be a kingdom advancer like he's never been before. We just claim complete healing. And whatever he's facing, Lord, is you've got this. You've got him. So, Lord, again, I just ask you, wrap him up. Let him feel your love and comfort, strength to get through this. But the biopsy is going to show nothing. We claim that now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Get the other one. Remote. The other mic. For some reason, that one's not. Yeah.
Well, I wonder. It went off the first time I pushed it off. Start over?
Yes, ma'am. Please. And thank you.
Our Facebook sponsor today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Les German. His title for today is Clarity. Back to you, sir.
Well.
And we can do 3 parts, 4 parts.
Go for it, huh?
Just let her go, sir.
Well,
let the Holy Spirit roll.
Well, I'm all about, you know, I mentioned a while ago that God's not done with this nation. And, you know, at one time not too long ago, I really feared for my kids, my grandkids, my future generations, right? What kind of world are they going to live in? But God, they're all godly. I mean, I praise the Lord. Watching your grandkids accept the Lord and get baptized, watching your granddaughter lead praise and worship on the stage is pretty cool for an old grandpa. Well, did my chest swell a little bit? I have to admit. I was thanking the Lord, though. Yeah, she's wonderful. But anyway, so what we have got to do. I wrote some stuff down. We've got to step in. How do I say this, Lord? Drop our stuff.
Come on.
In my counseling, I sent a young man to a place that he could. He was a drug addict. In fact, his drug of choice was cocaine. And he told me, he said, I used to pray when I'd go to my dealer. On my way to my dealer to buy more cocaine, he said, I'd pray, Lord, let me have an accident. So I never made it, you know. He's wanting to have an accident, so he wouldn't. But anyway, so my company that I work for has a place in Missouri that helps drug addicts and stuff, and it's a Christian-based, it's a phenomenal place. Anyway, so I sent him up there, and I just told him, I warned him, I said, you cannot have your treatment your way.
Come on.
What does that mean? I said, you have to come under their authority. Yeah. Okay? You can't have it your way. Yeah, I'm sorry. A lot of addicts, you know, oh, I want it this way, I want it that. We're in marriage counseling. No, I don't want to do that. Anyway. So what happened 2 days after he's up there? Him and another guy gets into a fight. Well, there's other addicts up there that's got behavioral problems, obviously, right? So they get into a big old fist fight, and so the counselors pull them away. The one counselor that had this guy that I'm referring to, he told him, he said, well, come here, I'll pray for you. Well, the guy I sent up told him to, you know, jump in the lake in a nice way. So this guy called his mommy. His mommy drove all the way to Missouri to pick him up. So nothing was, I'm sorry. Life is a do-it-to-yourself project. And he didn't conform. He didn't come under their authority. And I get it. You know, that spirit of addiction is all about me, 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 me. And the flesh wants to be. I think the spirit of addiction wants the flesh to be worshipped almost. Because the flesh is needing this and wanting this. And I get it. They say it's a disease. I get it. I'm not going to get in all that. But I just know that God can set them free. I've seen it. I have seen it. I've seen God set them free. I had another guy that was upset with God because he was dealing with addiction. A different guy. And he was talking to, or he's telling me about it, a friend of his that got delivered immediately. Boom. God took that desire immediately from him. And so he got mad. And he says, I'm mad at God. I said, why? He said, well, God's not taking my addiction like so-and-so. I said, well, and I didn't know. I didn't have an answer. I'm sitting there listening to him. I'm praying silently going, Lord, give me something here. And so the Lord gave me this. And so I told him, I said, well, the reason you're not being freed immediately is you're going to learn the steps to walk out of that addiction. Why? Because God's going to send other people across your path that you're going to help take those steps out of addiction. And God also told me to tell this young man, I said, if God delivered you, boom, immediately, you didn't have a desire today for that drug, you may have it tomorrow. He can't trust you to stay sober. That's just you. He knows you. And this guy, he shakes his, yeah, you're right. So I said, just walk it out. Remember some of the things that you've went through because God's going to, when you get out on the other side, then God can trust you to send people across your path that you're going to help walk out. So you're going to be very instrumental. You're a life changer. You're a life giver. And you're going to save lives. And so that gave him a purpose. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But I get it. He was, oh, God. That guy was. But God knew this guy over here that he was referring to could maintain his sobriety. But anyway. So, all right. I guess we're about done. Let me finish something here. I'm jumping all around. I'm sorry. But
you're good.
But when we pray and God gives us something, we have to obey. I've literally heard people pray, and I'm not judging. I'm just thinking, what? Pray, Lord, your will be done, but do it this way. What? Time out. God, I mean, come on. Is that, I kind of had to laugh. So what I'm saying, when we pray, we have to obey and do it God's way. And in that, In that obedience, know, rest assured that if we're doing it God's way, he's not going to give you 14 steps ahead. He's going to give you one step ahead. This is my experience. Because if he gave me the whole thing, the whole plan, it'd probably rock my world. I'd like, what? But he knows me. But I want to know everything. So I do a lot of research. I want to know everything about everything. And I guess I want to know the falsehood. I want to know the lies so I can compare them to the truth. I don't know if that makes sense. But so how do we pray for our nation today? I think that's a big deal. See, our nation was birthed out of a covenant with God. Way back when Jamestown was established, it was, you know, God. They dedicate this land to the Lord. So we need to understand that. Excuse me. Gosh dang, I'm sorry. We need to understand that our nation was birthed from a covenant, and guess what? We carry that covenant. As citizens of this country, like it or not, believe it or not, we carry the covenant. So we need to pray for God's mercy on our nation. And for us, his people, okay? Pray for justice and restoration of the brokenness of our nation. Pray for God's, and This is, God gave me this a long time ago. I was on the steps of the Capitol playing my djembe, my drum, of the Capitol of in Oklahoma City. And I was on the south side, and the winds was, I'll just tell you real quick, the winds was from the southeast. When I started playing on that top landing, started playing, it was pretty cool. The sound was unbelievable, bouncing off that granite. Mm. Anyway, the winds changed direction, and it hit me in the face. The wind changed from southeast to south, and the wind was right in my face. But he had me make this declaration at the very end that the winds, God's winds of honesty and integrity, will enter the lungs and invade the hearts of our servant leaders that we call politicians. Enter the lungs and invade the hearts. His winds of honesty and integrity. Boy, we need that in our country today. So we also need to pray for unity to heal our divided country. There was a Joseph Green I was listening to at a conference. And, man, he was good. I mean, this, he said, we need to, and he was a young black man, wonderful, godly man. I'll tell you what, full of wisdom way beyond his years. I couldn't keep up with him. I was trying to take notes, and it was like, oh, my gosh. I'd get one thing written down, and he'd be 3 points ahead. It's like, what? So he was such a godly man. I bless him, Lord. I bless his ministry. But he said something that really nailed me. He said, we need to celebrate our diversity within our unity.
Come on.
Whew. Mm. Isn't that true? We all bleed red. We've heard that. Joseph Green is a brother to me in Christ. And I want to tell you something. Most Christians wouldn't think of it this way, but I would give my life for that young man. I'd take a bullet for him. I'd take a bullet for you. We have got to get to that point that we are all God's creation. That young man and everybody that's walking the earth now is here because God wanted him here. Psalms 139 says that all of our days were written down. Nobody's a mistake. Nobody's a mistake. So we've got to look at people through the eyes of the Lord and what they are capable of doing and not what they have done. Their past does not define their future. God can change 180 degrees. I've seen it. I've seen people that years and years and years later are still walking with the Lord because of something that my wife and I maybe have said or, you know, through our counseling. And it's not about me, it's about the Lord. But I tell you what, they got it. Oh, man, that's such a reward. But celebrate our diversity within our unity. Because we all Americans, we all pretty much want the same thing, you know. I want to see people succeed. You know, I don't like poverty. I want to see them succeed, but I also want them to advance God's kingdom. We're all supposed to be kingdom advancers. And the Lord spoke to me a long time ago, a few years ago, but he said, I'm tired of my family, my people, sitting on the pews 2 hours every Sunday morning thinking that's doing the stuff. I have called you to aggressively advance my kingdom. He said, I went to the cross to get your sins forgiven, but I also went to the cross to give you guys power and authority to kick Satan in the teeth, and I expect you to aggressively advance my kingdom. Luke 10:19. Jesus told his disciples, which we are disciples. I give you all power over the enemy. Whoa. All power. Not sometimes, not once in a while, not a little bit of power here and there. No, all power all the time. That's not some pride thing, people. That is a responsibility thing. I am to advance his kingdom every breath I take, every step I take. And whatever God wants me to do, I'm going to do it. And I used to put him off. Oh, he'd kind of bring it back. All right. That used to make Donna so mad. Oh, all right, Lord, I'll do it. After about the third, you know, like, so I'm getting a little better than that. If he tells me to do something, I'm pretty much, boom, I'm going to do it. I realize I can trust him. Hello. You know, trust the creator of the universe. So anyway, I know I make him laugh sometimes. I know he shakes his head like, oh, man. There's been a few times I think he's had to send some extra angels to protect me. So I praise your name, Lord, for that. So
I know for me, yes, sir. A correction that the Lord gave me a while back, a couple years ago or so, was he told me I had to quit picking my brothers and sisters apart because they were his child also.
Yep.
And I had to start picking them up in prayer.
Yep.
Quit looking at someone sideways because of what God is doing and did for them. Because what he does for you and the way he does it for you may not be the way for me and what's best for me.
That's right. That's right.
It's kind of like this phone. When this phone starts acting a fool, not wanting to do what I want it to do when I want it to do it, you feel me?
Yep.
Best thing I can do is go to the manufacturer, the person right. that manufactured it, because that person that manufactured this phone knows every intricate detail
right.
about this phone. I can play with it. I can play on it. I can research it. I can do everything I want to do with it, but I won't know everything there is to know about this phone.
Yep.
That's every right. single button.
That's right.
I won't know it because I ain't the one that made it.
That's right.
And yep. so the Lord told me whenever you see something that doesn't sit well with you, you need to bring it to me in prayer. Lord, help me, first of all, help me if I see something and it's in me.
Yep.
Help me see them the way you see them.
That's right.
Help me love them the way you want me to love them and care for them and pray for them. Instead of sitting there, well, golly, I don't know about all that.
Yep.
Because my eyes could be messed up. I could have a heart issue. And the Lord just said, when you see something that bothers you, you bring it to me. And you ask me first and foremost to help you. And then you bring them into prayer.
That's what I do. I say, Lord, let my words heal and not hurt. And what that does, and that puts a guard on my mouth. Mm-hmm. And many times, because I'm inviting the Holy Spirit to zip my mouth shut, because there have been some times I wanted, and the Holy Spirit says, don't even open your mouth or it'll get ugly. But I want, don't even open, let me handle them. They're my problem. Okay, Lord, you're right. They're your problem. But help me see people through your eyes, not mine. You know? Gosh, I got so many stories. But anyway, so let me finish with this. Mark 16:15. Then he told them, as you go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to everyone. I think it was St. Francis of Assisi back in the Middle Ages. He was a priest. He made this comment. I'll never forget this, but I read this somewhere years ago. But he said, every day advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every day advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you have to, use words. I like
Come
that.
On.
So, so bless everyone. Shall I finish?
Sure.
Lord, I just thank you for this hour of power, Father, and the commitment and the loyalty that these gals have, Father, to advance your kingdom. We just thank you. Lord, I pray for everyone listening that today is a day, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, provide for them. I just bless them with peace today, provision, protection, divine health, wisdom, and joy would be released to them today, Father. And let them not be overwhelmed by everything I said or everything that Monica said. But, Father, just remind them, Holy Spirit, remind them at the times that they need, the very moment that they need some of the teachings and some of the things that was said and brought forth today. And I bless their lives in Jesus' name.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all. And it is, oh, wait a minute. We almost forgot. We almost forgot, y'all. We can't sign off yet. Do you want to announce the winner? Woohoo, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thank you, Lord.
Lisa Taylor.
It is time for the book giveaway, y'all.
Oh, yeah, drum roll.
Lisa Taylor, you're the winner of The Butterfly Effect by Andy Andrews.
Yay, Lisa. Lisa, if you would, send me a private message and let me know when's a good time for me to drop this by. I'd be more than happy to drop it by to you, sister. We love you. Again, you have been tuned into the Hour of Power. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Mr. Les German. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Okay, I gotta turn this down
first. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.